Willie, Willie, Norman, Norman, 10/21/56. Today is the 12th. Today is the 13th, I guess. 13th. Let's see. This is a 67-year-old gentleman, Jehovah's Witness, with history renal transplant in September of 2023. Patient lost his kidney related to diabetes and high blood pressure, period. Currently, his blood sugar is stable. He's not taking any medication for diabetes, period. He his caretaker is concerned about his caretaker is concerned about his condition because he's had history of orthostasis passing out spells, and he has been receiving palliative care at home, but the care was discontinued because of lack of decline. Social, he's single, used to be a computer analyst, lives with his brother. His sister also lives there, and she's getting chemotherapy for cancer. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. He still continues to drive and is able to care for himself. Surgery, most significant for transplant, has a fistula left arm also that he's not using because of dialysis and because of transplant, and has not used it since September of last year. Period. Medical problems, hypertension, positive HIV, forefront foot amputation, high cholesterol, orthostasis, leukopenia, hyponatremia, leg pain. Medication, Prograf, 1 milligram BID, Celcept, 250 milligram BID, Valcite, V-A-L-C-I-T-E, 45 milligram BID, Procardia, 30 milligram once a day, Flomax, 0.42 at bedtime, vitamin D, Florinef, 1 milligram a day, Flomax, Florinef, 1 milligram a day, iron, 325 milligram a day. Family history, breast cancer in sister, mom and dad's history is not known. VVF system, orthostasis, syncopal episodes. Despite that, he still drives and is able to go to his transplant clinic for blood tests and such. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Patient is anemic, appears pale. Patient is weak because of his anemia, but he's a Jehovah's Witness and does not want any transfusion. Blood pressure is 130 over 92. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 18. Heart pulses, phone pulses, two, no rub. Lungs, clear abdomen, soft lower extremity shows no edema. The amputation site is clean on the left. On the foot, fistula is working well in the left arm. Periods, neurological non-focal. Here we have a 6 to 7 year old gentleman, Jehovah's Witness, with weakness related to anemia. Patient currently registered at the transplant clinic. The family under the impression that his kidney is failing, but there has been no indication of that. He's not started dialysis. He's not itching. He has no symptoms of volume overload, period. He continues to care for himself. He has had help with palliative care, but it was stopped because of lack of decline, period. I had a long discussion with Ms. Harris regarding his condition and the fact that he would have to show more symptoms of renal failure before we can use the diagnosis of renal failure to get a more palliative care, which he does not have any symptoms or indications at this time. Blood sugar control, blood pressure is controlled, next number. BPH on Flomax, continue with current dose of medication. No medication changes was recommended at this time. Thank you.